Stop laughing at me. You're judging me silently with your eyes. Stop it. All right, here we go. The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It is time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Jif Extra Crunchy Peanut Butter. Because it happens to be sitting here on my desk, and I had nothing else to say. Check out the creamy, peanutty, crunchy goodness. I guess those are kind of mutually exclusive. Anyway, check them out at Jif.com. And don't forget to use the special checkout code DI Plus for a special listener discount.
Should we mention to Gravitas?
Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the peanut butter free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam. How are you?
You know, we have peanut butter of note.
You here. Have no peanut butter of note.
We
you
do. Know.
There is actually only one peanut butter of note, and I can speak on this because I am a fat cow and I am allowed to. It's the honey roasted peanut butter, which is so fucking good. You take that honey roasted peanut butter and you just like just a little smear. I can say that now because, you know, I'm up here where the Jews are.
A little smear of that
on a Triscuit. Really good. Or a Wheat Thin. You know, my favorite way to eat them is right out of the box. It's a little Sandy Duncan humor there. You have no fucking clue who Sandy Duncan is.
I know who Sandy Duncan is. She was on that show.
She had a glass eye.
She replaced Sally Struthers.
No, not Sally Struthers. No, she replaced Valerie Harper on that show, The Hogan Family.
Oh.
The very first season of The Hogan Family was called Valerie, starring Valerie Harper, and then Valerie quit the show, and so they renamed it The Hogan Family, and that was the very first primetime appearance of Mr. Jason Bateman, before he was a mister and he was cute.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. I knew she was on that show, but I didn't know what it was called, and yeah, I always thought her eye looked funny.
Just because it's a glass. Her and Sammy Dagas. Her and Sammy Dagas with his...
Bazinga.
His
Sammy Dagas?
Yeah, Sammy Dagas. Yeah, he was a bounty hunter in Star Wars. Oh, God, it's Sammy Dagas. He's coming to get us. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing... Haven't you asked me that like 15 times? You know, I feel so rested and relaxed since last week, since last time we recorded.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
In fact, Mittens has returned since last time we recorded.
Wow. And well, welcome
back,
Mittens.
It's been so long.
We don't need to do that. We can take this Mittens countdown
right off this list. Actually, he hasn't. Although he did Skype. He did log into the Twitters and say good morning to me while we were recording. So,
good morning, Mittens.
I won't say I was remiss
in mentioning this on the last show. I was saving this. We did a fun thing last weekend. Well, 2 weekends ago from the time that you're listening to this show. As you will recall, Robert and I made a New York City trip to test that out. And then
we heard about New York so many times.
Right. Well, the weekend after that, we decided to go the other direction. We hopped into our jalopy and we headed off to Newport, Rhode Island with our good friend Lori Dean. Have you ever heard of anything about Newport, Rhode Island?
I don't think so.
Okay. Newport, Rhode Island is across the Long Island Sound from New York, from Long Island.
That's not where Fire Island, that gay debaucherous place is it?
That's Providence.
Oh, okay.
That's Provincetown. But in Newport, Rhode Island, it was a place where the original rich and famous went to vacation in the summer. So this was the Vanderbilts and the steel. It was the Gilded Age of America between 1898 and 1910 or so. And there's just one right after the other, this on Newport, Rhode Island, along the coast there, overlooking the ocean, there's just a row of enormous fucking mansions. I mean, just beyond belief, anything that you've ever, you know, thought that you knew about a big house before. These are huge mansions built at the turn of the century. The biggest one there is called the Breakers, which was the Vanderbilt's second mansion that they built there. It cost $32 million to build in 1800, which in today's money would be like $382 million to build this place.
Well, I will tell you this. It's very expensive to go to the college, Vanderbilt. So apparently they were just, they're paying for their mansions.
It was huge. Well, I mean, the Vanderbilts own the New York Central Railroad, and they made their money that way. And like I said, this was one of several of their mansions that they had in Newport. The other one, Marble House, is the biggest one of note. Very beautiful houses. I love them. There's about eight of them there that open at different times of the year that you can go through and tour. There are, you know, and the ones that we went to this time, we only went to three of them this time. We went to the Breakers and Marble House and Rosecliff. So the Breakers and Marble House were both Vanderbilt properties, and then Rosecliff was the residence of an heiress to the silver fortune out of Las Vegas. And they did this really cool thing there, which I've not been to a museum recently where they've done this, so it was kind of cool. They actually give you little digital recorders at the door. So you get this little handheld digital recorder at the door.
Right, and it says, if you're standing in front of placard number one, something like that, and then it tells you.
Yeah, well, actually, you go out and stand in the starting point there, and you type in 800 or whatever, and it starts, you know, oh, welcome to the Breakers, and da da da. And then, you know, continue through this door and turn to your left, and when you're there, press play. And then, so there's a main tour that you don't have to punch in a number, you just keep hitting play. So it tells you where to go, and you hit play. But in each room, there's plaques on different items there that'll have, like, you know, slave life in the 1800s or whatever. And you can, there's a code there that you can type in to hear extra stuff about different things.
So what, they play excerpts from Roots or something?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
just, you know, different accounts from people's diaries and stuff. It's really, really interesting. So it's kind of like your own self-paced tour there, where you have, you know, nice professional tour guides on your little headphone there. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. We actually ended up joining, you know, the yearly thing, because it was $15 more to just join for the year and then be able to go back as much as you wanted to during the year. So Robert and I...
Does that include letting you, like, spend a romantic evening there, you know?
No. But it does include discount tickets to the Newport Jazz Festival, which is a really big thing that I'm looking forward to going to. It's and there's several other events that take place there. But this is the thing that is just so difficult to wrap your brain around, is that the Breakers was this enormous house that I told you that in today's money would have cost about $382 million to build. They stayed there 10 weeks out of the year. That was it. That was their summer home that they stayed 10 weeks out of the year.
I was going to say, were you and Robert, were you doing tours, or were you just looking for your next place that you're going to live?
We were looking for our summer cottage.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
To get out of the stink of the city, the big city of Hartford.
Right.
To get out of the stink of the horse manure on the streets and stuff, to get up there to Newport and clear the air and whatever, you know, because sometimes here in Connecticut, you're overwhelmed by the boringness of it, and you have to get out.
When I hear talk of, like, those areas that you're talking about, I always think of Barefoot Contessa and, like, we're going to have a picnic over in Martha's Vineyard, you know, or whatever, because I don't know, it's just
Martha's Vineyard. I have not been there, but that is it's close to Newport. It's actually off the coast of Newport. You can go out to Martha's Vineyard. It was really gorgeous. If you don't follow me on Google Plus, look me up on Google Plus, Daniel Brewer. All the pictures that I took that day are public, so you can see the pictures of the mansions that I took there. Or Robert Wilson, who's my husband, his posts are also public there.
Yeah, I think you guys posted the identical pictures. It almost seemed like it was like you were sharing the same camera almost.
Well, we were in the same place, but so it was it was really good. We had a great time with Larry Dean. So, excuse me. We will definitely be going back to Newport at some point in time, but not before we go back to New York City, which you're tired of hearing about, so I won't talk about it anymore. So, hey, how was your trip to Orlando?
My trip to Orlando was fabulous.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Did you make it to Harry Potter?
To Harry Potter?
You know, over at Universal. Did you make it over to Harry
Potter? Oh, that's why you were saying...
If you go through the Harry Potter thing, you'll get sorted into...
Gryffindor!
So I just was curious if you...
No.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. I'm reading right here. You know, because this is a live show. After you have gotten back, this is not pre-recorded in any way, shape, or form. No matter what you heard before, that was all.
What did I do? It's all a blur. It's really all
your
a blur.
Tweet. I just read this tweet right now, right here from Adam H2T or whatever. Adam, I am a Gryffindor. There you go. That's amazing.
Right. So I did want to mention that I went to my mom's high school choir along with the drama department. They do every other year. They do an actual musical.
An actual musical. So is this kind of like the birthday thing where they tell the audience, this is music?
No.
But a song.
No, it's like they want... Okay, every other year they just do a choir concert type thing where it's mostly singing and some dance.
That's my drama.
And then every other year they do it in conjunction with the drama department and they do an actual with acting musical, right?
It's a musical. A musical with singing and acting.
Correct. And so...
As opposed to, what do they call those? Not to sidetrack here, but what do they call those musicals that they do that are just they don't have spoken words? We should talk to Joey L. Buhacker the third, because he's a theater queen. So what do they call those shows? Have you ever seen those before where they do like, I am going to get up this morning and have a cup of coffee. Oh dear, don't have the coffee, you should have some orange juice. You know,
like
what I'm saying?
An it's opera.
Like, yeah, or like Dreamgirls. The movie Dreamgirls was like completely sung, right? The entire movie was sung. There was no spoken parts of it. You know,
it's
like,
probably
I'm going to go into this theater.
It's probably still called a musical. It's just that they didn't put any spoken dialogue in it.
Right. One day I want to do an entire podcast that way. I want to do a sung musical podcast.
I don't think so.
Hello, Adam. How are you doing?
How would you do that? The intro, singing it. I mean,
from high atop the internet.
But see, the thing is, we have that, you know, rock and roll theme. So the beginning would have to be very rock and roll sounding. You know, you'd have to sound like
from the internet, screaming down to the things to be in town.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, different segments, because when we do technology, it's techno. So then you'd have to sound techno. And then, you know, Contact is very Sesame Street. So, you know, it'd have to be kind of Sesame Street sounding.
You're just way overthinking this. It was a throwaway comment.
So I went to this musical and it was a typical high school. I'm at that age.
I'm sorry. I don't know what.
I'm at that age where high schoolers still look attractive to me, but I feel very dirty. I'm like, I could almost be their father. Not quite, but had I had children way young, I could be their father, and I'm finding this person attractive. There's one particular guy who I found attractive last year when I helped out with my mom's show, who was also in this musical.
Oh, wow. It sounded like it was going to be a really good thing that you were going to say there, too, wasn't it? Hello?
Hey, Adam and Daniel. It's Tom and Terry, or Tom from Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Just leaving work. Wanted to let you know or remind you, because I'm sure I'm not the first. It's been over an hour. Dick Clark finally died, or they stopped animating what was left of his body. Just put me down by one. Give me that $5. Thanks.
Wow. That was over a week ago.
Yeah, while I was gone to Orlando, people were just finding out about Dick Clark. Are they so committed to each other that instead of referring to themselves by just one name, they say, this is Tom of Tom and Terry. Yeah, this is Terry of Tom and Terry, or Terry and Tom. Mm-hmm.
You know, they based that cartoon off of them.
Tom and Terry. Yeah.
All right, so I think you were talking about the way how you felt like a pervert.
Well, because there's this really, and I know he must
really
be gay.
Hot. I want to hear you say that. I want to hear you say the words, there was a really hot high schooler.
There was a really hot high schooler. But no, what I wanted to mention was not so much focused around, they did Grease. Mm-hmm. And it was
there was a hot high schooler with Grease.
With Grease, yes. And but what I wanted to mention
was
in
the theater. Just a little callback to last week's show. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so anyway, but what I wanted to mention. Hold on one second.
No, oh, what are you bouncing up and down? What the hell are you doing with your hands?
I'm talking
about a hot high schooler.
Oh, he's such a hot high schooler. Yeah. So no, I was typing. But anyway, so. What I wanted to mention beyond the actual show itself is that I went out during intermission to get a snack, and there was these two cute little high school boys, and they were holding hands right out in the open in front of everybody. And I thought, wow, high school is so much more accepting nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about high school boys, and you're playing some...
I won the game. And I'm giving you all, look at all this. Like, you're all hot and flustered, dude. Look.
They should never talk in pornos.
Some
anyway,
filthy porn. And I'm talking about high schoolers here. You're just filthy.
Filthy, horrible porn.
So I just thought it was really sweet.
It was. It's very sweet that there was high schoolers holding hands. Did you go up to them and say good for you?
No, I didn't. But is that the
way
it is?
That's probably the
nowadays?
Best. Because you know what? If you were a high schooler and you were doing that, wouldn't it really annoy you if a bunch of old queens were walking up and go, "Ah, good for you, Sonny."
Back in my day.
Let me see your penis now.
Back in my day, we had to just go and raw dog it in the
stall. would have been a good way to end the show last week.
Right.
Instead of that highly, highly convoluted the way that you did that. That was just wrong. I'm sorry. So, well, that was awesome that you saw some the times they are a change in Adam.
They are.
If you had checked on their iPhone, you probably could have found them on Grindr.
Probably.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. It's Robert, aka Artie Cruiser.
Artie Cruiser.
Did you know Dick Clark is dead?
Dick Clark is dead. Dick Clark is dead. You know, Artie Cruiser. We gave you the Australian swimmer.
Half of an Australian swimmer. You know, I bet they're used to hearing that in Australia because of the sharks.
Because the great white shark, you only got half of an Australian
half
swimmer.
Half of an Australian swimmer was found today.
The shark bit straight through his aluminium suit. Because they can't say aluminum, apparently, over there. Wait, did we get two of them? Oh, so he called right back. Well, let's just play that.
Yeah, hi, Daniel. Adam, it's Robert, a.k.a. RT Cruiser, yet again. Man, they're dropping like fucking flies. Levin Helm, the drummer from the band has died. Bye.
So, the band what?
I don't know. I have trouble. I'm stupid, so I have trouble.
The band has died. Bye.
From the band.
That's what it sounds like. Wait, let's see.
They are RT Cruiser yet again. Man, they're dropping like fucking flies. Levin Helm, the drummer from...
Levin Helm. Did we get any other calls on this? Let's see.
So why don't you play his next one? Because he called...
No, that was him twice in a row. Bro.
In a woe?
In a woe. We call out twice in a woe. We call in with a fey. Levin Helm. So the hard-won lessons of Levin Helms. Let's listen. Let's read this story here. Find out where we're educating ourselves here a little bit. I think one of the reasons for the tremendous and appropriate outpouring of affection for the late Levin Helm is that all of his talent and fame. I don't even know who he is. He's a drummer from the band. Do we know anything about this group, the band?
I don't know anything about them, no. But, I mean, I wouldn't be a person to ask about that sort of thing.
When the album The Band came out, I discovered I was credited with writing half of Jim and I Surrender. I don't even know what this is. I'm sorry. I've never heard of this before. See, I'm going to go to Amazon and look for The Band and see if I recognize any of the songs. The Band. Their one and only album called The Band. They're very original.
I was going to say, they couldn't... what are we got? Well, we are a band. Mm-hmm. So...
Was there anything that she could do? Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak.
No. No. I'm sorry. No. Robert, we dearly love the fact that you call us.
We love
we
it.
We do.
Call
we
us
love
more.
That you let us make fun of your
Arte Cruza.
Arte Cruza. But no, I'm sorry. No. No, you don't get the crazy old banner. There is. There's a yet a third call from here. Let's listen to that.
Yeah, if you get that last message, Leppenhelm, not dead, dying. Put him on the CPR. All right.
That's why I wanted you to play more of his.
So I did all this research for a dude that wasn't even dead.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Dying.
You know.
Not he's, dead.
He's
dying.
From the future.
So I want to know, is Arte Cruza sitting outside of hospital rooms now, like
is.
Waiting
Apparently,
for
maybe,
people to breathe their last breath?
Maybe a cruiser is what they call ambulances in Australia. Maybe he drives the ambulance.
Arte Cruza, are you an ambulance chaser?
Arte Cruza. All right. Well, I get yelled at continuously for this, so I'm not going to step on you this time. Go ahead.
Go ahead what and what?
Give us our countdown.
Oh, well, let's see. I'm just going to round this off nicely. As of when we're recording today, because it has been a week since we recorded last.
Right. Yes.
We are at 49 days.
49 days until Mittens comes. Or are you going to play the new Mittens countdown?
Oh, should I play that? Okay. It's 49 days. 49 days, ladies and gentlemen.
49 days until Mittens comes. Excellent. Well, let's wait for the... Da, da, da. All right.
So there we go.
Excellent.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play
you know,
it,
rip it, track it, one of our listeners, Nico Martinez... posted the video to this on Google Plus. Have you ever seen the video for
Is
Daft
it a
Punk's
duck?
Techno? No, Daft Punk's Technologic. It's frightening. It's like this little ugly robot with human teeth.
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't seen it.
It's very weird.
I had never heard it until you started playing it for the technology segment. So.
Right, exactly.
So I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail on this, but I did want to just report to everyone that I have started Windows Phone 7 programming.
Ooh, and you have started.
Now, for those of you who don't know, now I know you mentioned that I have Visual Studio and all of that kind of stuff, and I do at work, but I don't really want to do personal programming on my work laptop. So for anyone who is into programming and want to do anything with .NET or Microsoft products, you can get something called Visual Studio Express, and that is free for you to download, and you can use that to program various .NET applications.
Right. Now, if you are interested in using the full version of Visual Studio, I would suggest downloading the Visual Studio 11 beta right now, because it is unlocked and it's the full version.
Now, I don't know what the difference is between those two as far as functionality is concerned.
Well, as long as when you make your new project, you use the .NET 4 engine instead of the .NET 4.5, and then you won't be using any of the new stuff. So you'd basically get a nice full version of Visual Studio.
No, what I'm saying is, is the difference that the Visual Studio Express is an older version?
Yeah, well, Visual Studio Express is based off of Visual Studio 2010, which is what I run. And then the new Visual Studio beta is out, which is,
but
what are they calling it?
Are there any limitations? Because it is free. When I get an application written, will I actually be able to distribute that application?
Yes, because it's the beta. But yes, you will be able to.
No. I mean using Visual Studio Express.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's no restrictions on that.
Well, I just don't understand. It seems so good in itself that why would I even need the full one? But
because most compilers, it's very difficult to charge for compilers nowadays because they want you to develop on these platforms, right? So it doesn't make it's not in their best interest to charge you the individual what am I trying to say? So like the individual developer, it doesn't make sense to overcharge you or to charge you for things because you're not the person that is the money. The person that makes, you know, that they make the most of their money for are these big software houses that buy the team versions of these things for thousands of dollars with had the built-in collaboration. Like if you've ever worked on a programming team before, you have a code repository, so you have to check the code out of the repository in order to make a change in it because you're working on shared projects with everyone. So you actually have to check out that file
like,
and so
team
no one
Forge.
Else can check. Right, exactly. Or any of those. And Visual Studio integrates with those. And so it's just one of those. It's Visual Studio 11 beta right now that you can download. It's the full version of it.
All right. Well, anyway, so I started. Now, I know Visual Basic. And
Visual Basic knows you.
And the thing is, I wanted to do some tutorials to kind of get started on how to develop an actual Windows Phone application. The issue that I'm having is these tutorials that I found that are actually very good are very basic in the programming side of things. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning about how to actually program for the phone, but the actual language portion of it, stuff that I already know. And he's actually teaching C#, not VB, so I'm having to kind of just use VB. But anyway, so I started that. Once I get through these tutorials, then I will start some sort of application. Probably I'll try to do one for Dubious Intent or Pride 48.
Okay. I am now putting into the chat here a link for you. I want you to take a look at this. This is something that I use occasionally. It's a website called Pluralsight.net or actually Pluralsight Training.net. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I have not. I was using channel9.com.
Right. Pluralsight Training.net has, you know, video training courses on everything, but I just sent you the link to the Windows Phone 7 stuff.
Oh.
And you can see there that they have like courses that are Windows 7 basics for 2 hours and whatnot. Now, some of their stuff you actually have to pay to get in, but it's really, really reasonable. For an individual, it's $29 a month and it's unlimited. You can watch as many of the videos as you want, either on your mobile phone or your tablet or online. For $29 per
online.
Month.
Online!
Online. Or for $49 a month, you can also get the exercise files and certificates and stuff, and you can watch the videos offline, so you can download the stuff to watch it. It's just a really good deal, especially for things like that, where it's just like you already know Visual Studio, and so it's worth the $30 just to get that extra little video tutorial. So just, you know, looking at the link that I just sent you there, that's probably what? About 12. There's probably a good like 17 or 18 hours worth of tutorials there. Windows 7 basic.
Well, I will have a
and
look
these are,
at that.
And these are all these are all developer stuff. So this is not, you know, here's how to use your phone. This is all development stuff. So
yeah, I want to do a Twitter client though. I know a lot of Twitter clients already exist, but I want to do one that first of all is good because none of the ones that I found are any good.
But you
second,
know what? Like when I was going to write my Twitter client, and the reason I didn't is because Twitter started taking them away. So it's like when you add in any kind of functionality that goes against what they want, they'll just basically block you. And
well, what I wanted to do is, and some of this functionality exists, but I haven't found it on any of the Windows Phone application. I wanted to be able to continue following someone, but filter out either messages from them or messages from them containing. I want to have very advanced filtering options.
Yeah.
So that you can, you know,
talked about that a long time ago. To be able to squelch things.
Yeah. And so, because I don't want to unfollow them, but maybe they talk, about something that I like Mark talking about all the negative qualities of Libras that make me scared that he's going to dump my ass. I just filter out anything where he says pound Libra and then, you know, Trello or
I think it's even more important than that. He's like, because maybe you're watching American Idol and you're watching it on delay and you don't want to see who got kicked off or whatever. And so you just want to like filter out. I don't want to see anything about American Idol for the next hour.
Not Trello, but TweetDeck. Mm-hmm. Does have that option, but there is no TweetDeck for Windows Phone 7. So
right, and anyway, you can get to Trello on Windows Phone 7.
I wasn't talking about Trello.
I'm just saying. Your biggest hurdle that you're going to have with writing a Twitter client is the Twitter API because it's the OAuth stuff, and that's not a walk in the park. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Excellent. Well, hopefully you will get to play around with that.
And, I could. I could watch those tutorials on my HD television that I have sitting in there in the living room.
You could. We were watching. Do you watch the television show Modern Family?
I don't.
Okay. we were watching the other day, and the neighbor had died, and the kid went over and took a television for it. And it struck me as how bizarre it looked, because the television that he took from the house was a little 4x3 television. So, you know, the 4:3 aspect ratio, a little portable color television.
Like a CRT thing?
Yeah, like one that I hadn't seen in 100 years. And I made the comment to Robert, it's like, this reminds me of when we went back to Florida for Thanksgiving this past year, and we went to my in-law's relative's house. So my sister-in-law's relative's house for Thanksgiving dinner. And they had a TV mounted in their kitchen watching the sports, and it was an old television like that. And I was just like, even mom and dad have a flat screen television now. So when I see these monitors,
right,
you know, these CRT things, I'm just like, how the fuck do people still have these? Aren't they like giving away LCD monitors now? Like if you walk into Walmart, don't they just give you flat screen monitors now?
I mean, yeah, they have the greeters have, you know, like a big box. Like,
welcome
to
Walmart.
You know.
Here's your flat screen.
Right.
It's like, because I'm sorry, but I mean, you don't have to get like a 60-inch flat screen or something like that. But aren't the like the 42-inch flat screens are ridiculously cheap now? I mean, cheaper. They're less money than I ever remember spending on like a 27-inch CRT back when I bought one.
Back in my day,
a billion years ago. And this is all just leading up to the point that I gifted a friend of mine with a Netflix gift, right? So a Netflix account.
And they couldn't watch it on their CRT?
No. And so they really like it. So they watch it on their laptop, and they can watch it on their Android tablet, and they really like it and whatnot. And so they were asking me about the Roku, and they were like, you know, I've heard you say that you had a Roku. Do you really like Roku? I was like, oh my God, I love the Roku. It's awesome. You know, and it's just, you know, you just use the HDMI to plug right into the back of your television. Oh, what's an HDMI? And I'm like, well, it's just a little flat thing, you know, and it carries both the sound and the video and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, I don't think we have that on TV. I'm like, what? And they have an old television. It's 25 years old.
Of course it doesn't have HDMI.
And this is the comment that was made by this person. And I'm not going to mention any names, but their initials are Anti-Vera Charles. This was the comment that was made to me, which is, I have not found a television that has a better picture quality than this 25-year-old console.
What?
Television. Now, but this makes sense to me.
I'm
only
sure
for
you can count the pixels on their
television. No. This is what makes sense, because, again, I have been rewatching Deep Space Nine on Netflix, and Deep Space Nine predates HD, so this is SD video. And it comes across in the 4x3 format, and it looks, you know, blurry and icky on my television, on my HD television, because it's not filmed in HD. It's not an HD product.
Right.
And I noticed that when I go home and visit my parents who have HD television and whatnot, but on like most cable systems, they have all the SD channels at the beginning of the number system.
Right, yes.
And then you have to add 1,000 to that to get to the HD channels. I cannot count the number of times that I am at my parents' house and I'm like, why are you watching this channel? This is not the HD. You can just type in 1,012 and you'll get to the HD version of that channel and it looks a lot better.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I don't think he's ever actually seen an HD picture before, because there's no possible way that a console television could produce. All right, so here's the thing. I helped him set up his thing on his website the other day.
Now, Roku does, by the way, Roku does have composite out or whatever.
I know, and I he got a Roku player because he found it on sale. But I noticed that I didn't notice. I helped him the other day, and again, I'm not going to mention his name, but his initials are Anti-Vera Charles. I helped him set up a donate button on his website that he was not going to talk about. He just wanted to have it up there just in case somebody wanted to donate, you know, a couple of bucks to him and whatever. I, on the other hand, am going to mention it. Please, someone donate 10 bucks. And just put in the little comment section when it says what you're donating for, it says, get a real fucking television. Because what do we need to raise to get him a real television here? Like maybe $100? I mean,
cheap. How big is this 25-year? Because doesn't Auntie Vera live in like a million bajillion dollar mansion
The
side of a cliff?
Right. You it's know, called over, the Breakers.
Overlooking, you know.
It's in Newport, Rhode Island.
A stack of gold bullion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, doesn't Auntie Vera like
with a piano that plays itself.
You know, I'm thinking of Scrooge McDuck. Doesn't Auntie Vera like jump into this vault of coins every morning and swim through it and count
what?
Her
money? I don't know. I mean, honestly, what is a flat screen television cannot cost more than a couple hundred
bucks? My point was, she's not going to want something small.
I don't care.
Something large, like the new 80 inches that they put out.
No, like a 42-inch television, a 42-inch flat screen is going to be about the same surface area as $500. A 32-inch. No, I think you can get one cheaper than that even.
For a 42-inch?
Yes.
Between $350 and $800, whatever. Depending on what brand.
Go over to VeraSpeaks.com. There's a little donate button there. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be $5. Just throw it in, but just earmark it for the television fund. Because I refuse to believe that, you know, someone who loves movies and loves watching movies as much as she does is just doing so on such substandard equipment.
Now, would that be VeraHasSpoken.com?
Yes,
Vera?
You can go to Vera. You can also get there by going to VeraHasSpoken.com. But
that would take you to
Big Fatty
online.
Excellent. Well, there you go. That's the whole thing. So I wanted to help somebody out there and get them, you know, at least stepping into 1990.
You know, can I say that? Buy it, use
it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it. I'm sorry. What'd you
maybe say? I can't say. Can I say that no one caught the fact that I bought VeraHasSpoken.com? And none of our listeners even tried it out. So
I did.
For any of you, I really did purchase that domain. So
if you
should
ever
go.
Need to get to Big Fatty Online.
So wait, I want to say one other technology thing.
Yes.
Before you finish playing the song, I had an issue with my Roku remote, my new Roku, and I did what you said, and I tweeted about it to @Roku or whatever.
Yes.
And they asked me for an email address. They emailed me. They gave me some suggestions that didn't work. I emailed them back and said they didn't work, and they're sending me at least a new remote, possibly a new player.
Excellent.
So they've been really nice. They didn't ask for a receipt or anything like that, and so I gave them my address, so I'm waiting.
That is the new superior way to write an angry letter to any kind of company is to tweet them.
So, yes. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade
it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it. I saw that. I saw that you were still trying to talk there. Trying to move the show forward. The news.
And once again, Adam doesn't have the news story pulled up. So, you know, in the world of the news this week, I'm going to just tap dance just a little bit. A Munich disc jockey held for 5 hours as a sex slave by a 47-year-old German woman.
Did you say a eunuch?
No, a Munich.
Oh, Munich.
Disc jockey.
Because that would have been hilarious that a eunuch no. was held as a sex slave.
By a 47-year-old German woman, said on Monday he would press charges of sexual coercion and deprivation of freedom against a woman he had met just a few hours earlier in a local pub. The 43-year-old disc jockey named Dieter S., told Munich's TZ newspaper that he had to call police to rescue him from the woman's flat in Munich after she locked him inside, hid the key, and forced him to have repeated sex with her.
Poor guy.
How did...
I wouldn't want to do that.
You know, I know this is a serious topic, and I know that men do get raped, but seriously, how did a woman force a man to have sex with her?
She tied him up and stripped him and then jumped up and down on his penis.
But you have to get the person hard.
Really? Guys get hard just from rubbing up against the sheets in the morning. It's like, it's not like it. That is like the biggest misconception in the world, right? When when you're a younger person and someone like kissing you in a bar or whatever, and you're like, don't kiss me. I don't want to. And then they start playing with your dick and they're like, well, you're getting hard. It's like, well, of course I'm getting hard because you're stimulating my penis.
Well, no, I understand that. But I would think if you were in a stressful situation where someone is holding you hostage, that the stress might keep you from being able, I don't know.
Maybe she gave him Viagra. Maybe she put a cock ring on him and gave him Viagra.
She was sex mad, and there was no way out of the flat, Dieter said. He told The Daily, which had also earlier published a police report about the incident, that he had consensual sex with the woman 3 times earlier that day Easter Monday.
Was that important that it was Easter Monday?
So anyway, there you go. So
they were all hopped up on those chocolate bunnies when they had that that Easter sex.
It's just priceless that his name is Dieter. I don't know.
And he's a eunuch. That hasn't been ringing. Hello.
Hello, this is the Gravitas.
Yes.
I mean... Hello, this is Gravita. This is my rear accent. I called to tell you that Dick Clark died.
He's dead. Yes.
He's dead.
He's dead.
All right, thank you very much. I've got to go down. Bye.
How old is Gravitas?
Gravitas is 22 and Asian, so you should totally date.
Really? Is he 22?
No, he's not 22.
Oh,
he's
how old
your
is he?
Age.
My
your
age. Age. Yeah, Gravitas, you know,
early 30s, late 20s, early 30s.
You know, Gravitas, if things don't work out, you know.
Things don't work out with who?
With my current situation.
Oh. So things that work out for you. You weren't saying, I'm interested in you, Gravitas. You were basically saying, Gravitas, put your life on hold and be a standby for me.
Could you be my stand-in Asian?
Can you be my standby Gaysian, please?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so for those of you gays that love the Starbucks, let me just read this story to you. Starbucks will stop, but wait. Let me reiterate that the fact that they're stopping means that they were doing this, okay? Starbucks will stop using a dye made from crushed bugs in its strawberries and cream frappuccinos. And other items after the ingredient prompted an outcry from some customers.
You know what? These people whine about anything, don't they?
The coffee giant said in a blog post Thursday that it will gradually transition from using cochineal extract, whatever, as a red food dye to using lycopene, which is tomato-based for red and pink food and drinks.
Whatever.
It expects the transition to be complete in the United States by the end of June. So if you don't want to be drinking crushed beetle wings or whatever in your thing.
It's good enough for Ferengis. It should be good enough for people. And honestly, really, it's like we eat other animal products all the time. Why are we drawing the line at this? It's like, why are we drawing the line at the... It's like, I'm sure it's clean. I'm sure it's some kind of extract. It's probably boiled. It's cooked. It's not like this is like some kind of bacteria-laden, like... People are just pussies.
I'm sorry. When I go into Starbucks, I don't want to feel like I'm on an episode of Fear Factor. That's all I got to say. A teenage McDonald's employee has been charged with unlawful and malicious tampering with food after
for
customers...
having sex for chicken McNuggets.
A teenage McDonald's employee has been charged with unlawful and malicious tampering with food after customers found phlegm in their tea, police in South Carolina said.
Oh, in South Carolina. Oh, thank God I moved out of South Carolina.
Deputies in Greenville County said a mother and her daughter ordered sweet tea from the from the McDonald's in Simpsonville on Saturday. After getting the tea, they noticed it was not sweet, according to the deputies. After returning the drinks... The customers realized that the order was still not correct. This is the point at which you leave. You do not send it back a second time.
You do not send it back a second time. You're just inviting it to be spat upon.
Deputies, this is why I didn't send my burger back a second time when I went to Whataburger in Oklahoma the other day, or like 3 months ago. Deputies said rather than going back to the restaurant, the victims went home to add their own sweetener. They said when they opened the tops, they noticed a large deposit of phlegm was found floating in both drinks.
That's just gross. Hello? Uh-oh. I don't think I can play these because they're WAV files and it doesn't go through the thing.
Okay.
Wave.
Right. Let me see if I can answer the phone over here.
Let me see.
I think I know what
time. I'm gonna skip over him.
I got it.
Oh, okay, you got it. Okay.
If it'll come on. Come on.
Yes, I'm saying they're WAV files. They just won't play right out of the browser. You have to download them and then play them from your thing.
Come on.
The clock is dead. The clock is dead. Announcement. Urgent announcement from Australia. From the future, which means I must be first this week. This is Scotty Dick Clark. I don't even know who he is, but he's an American, so that means he's automatically on Daniel Brewer's approved list. Yay, I'm a winner.
What does that mean? What does that mean exactly that you don't know who Dick Clark is? You know, Dick Clark was an American game show host, radio personality, and TV icon. He was best known as the host of the long-running TV show American Bandstand. He also hosted the game show Pyramid and his New Year's Rotten Eve show.
What was the name of the show that he hosted?
No, just Pyramid. It just says Pyramid. And his New Year's Rockin' Eve show. His work in helping to launch some of the biggest bands in our time is immeasurable, and his impact in the music industry will always be fondly remembered. That's that, Scotty, little Aussie battler, is
well,
who Dick Clark
Scotty,
is.
Scotty, lest you need to be reminded, this here podcast is 100% American-made. Made in the USA.
Made in... No, I don't want it. No, we're Canadian. We're Canadian import. I'm for dinner. I just keep moving closer to Canada. It's like, I want that.
Apparently you do.
Socialized medicine. Excellent. Oh, I'm so sorry, Scotty. Sorry about that. Dick Clark is dead. You were a little bit late on that one.
And now...
And I can't play the other one.
Oh, were you going to play both?
Yeah, because it was two of his right in a row, so just go ahead and play the next one.
All right, well, let me play that one then. Do I get a phone call?
Oh, yeah, no, or? I'm sorry. Yeah, how could you possibly play this? You need to answer the phone. Yes, get in on the first
Hello?
One.
Hello?
My cat's me.
Yes, finally, somebody has died when all the Americans are in bed and nobody can call up before me. So I'm just ringing to let you know that Greg Ham, yes, Greg Ham, G-R-E-G-H-A-M, Greg Ham is dead. Yes, Daniel Brewer, I'm sure that you know who he is because you're an old codger. Adam probably doesn't know because he's so young, so attractive, so good looking, and so young. But Greg Ham is...
Wait, Scotty just said I was so young, so attractive. Uh-huh. Can I just bask in that for a moment? Because he's usually such an ass.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go.
In the band Men at Work. Remember Men at Work?
I do.
I come from a land down under. You know,
yes,
blah,
Vegemite
blah, blah,
sandwich.
Smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Yes,
plus
yes.
Many, many other hits. Well, I'm 100% sure that this will count because it's an international band member. Okay, this is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. First with the call of the dead Australian. Sorry, Greg.
Excellent. Yes, you are, in fact, the first person to call the member of Men at Work. Greg Ham has died. We are adding $5 to the pot, and we are entering in the Scotty Little Aussie Battler.
So do you actually have a pot over there that you actually throw $5 into?
No. Why would I do that?
Did you ever watch the Bozo show back in the 90s when out of Chicago, when they actually had this game called the Grand Prize Game, and they had these chicken buckets all in a line and they were KFC.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, they were KFC, the same kind of buckets that KFC comes in. And they had them numbered 1 through 10, and they were progressively further away from each other. And then they gave these poor, unsuspecting children ping pong balls.
Yes.
And they had to throw the ping pong balls into the bucket. Anyway, they had a sound effect for when the ping pong ball actually went into the bucket and hit the bottom of the. I don't know, but they had a sound effect. And I'm like, maybe we need a sound effect for the money hitting the inside of the pot.
You know, I will.
Whenever you put the money into the pot, that is.
I will work on that.
Anyway, there you go.
Who uses money anymore? It's
you're just swiping a debit card on something?
I am. I'm just swiping a debit card. No, actually, with my new Galaxy Nexus, I'm using the Google Wallet. I'm just tapping it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, tap that ass.
There. Congratulations, Scotty. I think that is your first entry. I'd have to go back to the official list, which is not here on this desk right now, but I believe that is Scotty's official first entry.
It may be
to the contest. Excellent.
Indeed.
Well, I hope good luck, Scotty. That's all I got to say. Good luck.
Good luck. It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Okay, I'm going to continue the tradition of last week and say this one is not a song.
Right, because we need to know that.
So here we go.
Yes, because I might try to sing.
You can't handle the truth, son. We live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You.
Who's gonna do it?
You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
Weinberg, you Jew. This is a classic scene from the Tom Cruise movie.
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know.
He played a lawyer.
Santiago's death, while tragic, probably.
But the person speaking right now is Jack Nicholson.
That is the person who's speaking.
And is it Jack Nicholson's birthday?
Why, it is Jack Nicholson's birthday.
You can't handle the birthday. Right.
So Jack Nicholson is 76 years old.
13 years older than Morgan Freeman.
76.
So what is the, what was the name of that movie, though?
Oh, A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men.
Because don't we all need a few good men?
We all need a few good men.
Oh, happy.
You can't handle a few good men.
No, oh, I can. At least. All right, here's our next one.
Come and knock on our door, Bob.
Come and knock on our
door. This is the theme to Three's Company.
Why, yes, it is.
Now, is it a female or a male cast member?
It's a female.
A female cast member, so it could be one of three. So it could either, depending on which season it was, because it could be the black-headed girl. I always forgot her name. Or it could be Chrissy, or then Chrissy's cousin, because I guess what's her name left the show and they replaced her. So I'm going to go with the most famous one of the girls, which is the Thighmaster Queen herself. The Thighmaster Queen.
No. It would be the one that you can't ever remember.
The black-headed.
Yes.
Denise or something?
Her name would be Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt, but what was the character's name that she played?
It was
Denise or
Chrissy, and it was Jack, Chrissy, and Janet.
Damn it, Janet.
Was it Janet?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that sounds well. It sounds as good as.
Anyway, Joyce DeWitt turned 64.
64, 2 years older. No, 1 year.
1 year.
Older,
yeah,
Martin Freeman.
64. Happy birthday, Joyce DeWitt. Okay, here's the next one. I used to watch this show.
It's Yo Gabba Gabba.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man. So
oh, this is The Fall Guy with Lee Majors, right?
Why, yes, sir, it would be.
Yes, yes. This is that great Lee Majors vehicle after that $6 million man thing didn't work out. I'm guessing it's Lee Majors' birthday.
Why, it is Lee Majors' birthday. And Lee Major would be 73 years old.
73, a nice even decade ahead of Morgan Freeman.
How long is this little meme going to go on?
Just as long as that Purina chicken song on Vera. It's settled in for the rest of my life.
All right. Happy birthday, Lee.
Until Morgan Freeman is 64, that's how long it will go on.
I get so nostalgic about this kind of stuff because I used to watch The Fall Guy, Greatest American Hero, The Hulk, all of those, all of them.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Okay, This is Liza Minnelli, but is this from a movie?
Okay, first of all, this is not Liza Minnelli.
Really? That sounds exactly like Liza Minnelli.
Well, it's not.
Is it her mother?
No. This is the person who's famous for this show, this movie.
What's the name of this movie?
Funny Girl.
Oh, is this like a black and white movie thing?
No, it's color.
Wait, Funny Girl is Barbara Streisand. So this is Barbara Streisand?
It is Barbara Streisand.
Oh, they all sound alike to me.
So, is that your guess?
Yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Okay, so it is Barbara Streisand's, or it was Barbara Streisand's birthday. Barbara Streisand turned 71.
Right. I'm going to catch shit on this. There's going to be people, how could you not know those Barbara Streisand?
I thought that would be a really good one to choose, like a famous Barbara Streisand.
It sounded like Liza Minnelli.
Well, Joey L. Buhecker will...
Joey L. Buhecker III.
...will tell you that that is not Liza, because he knows his Liza.
Right. Remember, the L stands for Liza. Joey Liza Buhecker III.
I thought it was Lucifer.
Lucifer, right. You know, it changes every week.
Oh, okay. All right, so here we go. You have a thing about giving podcasters middle initials.
I do.
All right, here we go.
Hurting my ears, it came in too loud, but this is the theme to the Carol Burnett Show.
It is?
Is it Carol?
It is.
It's Carol Burnett.
Because we had my favorite one already, which was Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence. Mama, are you not coming to Connecticut to see Mama's Family?
No, I can't.
Live on stage?
No, the ticket was way expensive to come see you. Anyway, Carol Burnett is 80.
80 years old. She is, she's looking good for 80.
Wow, I can't believe she's 80. It seems like only yesterday that she was a young, spry chicken thing. So happy birthday, Carol. Okay, here is our next one.
This sounds like an 80s or late 70s show. But it's not jumping out at me. It's just like one of those Taxi or something like that.
Okay, I'm gonna do something. Okay. Let me turn off this one. Hold on.
Yes, because I don't...
Now, this one that I'm playing is related, but not...
It's related, not...
...the same.
Not the same. Okay. So this is the theme to The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Right.
And then the other one was something. So is this like an Ed McMahon vehicle or something?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, was it Doc Severinsen?
Is
it Tommy Newsom?
No, it's not the Johnny Carson theme to The Tonight Show.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, is it Jay Leno?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that guy. Okay.
So that's the new probably. Tonight Show theme, or was it? Maybe different now.
Why I'm not listening to it, because he's a douchebag.
Well, anyway, so Jay Leno, that was the original.
Jay Leno is a douchebag who took Conan O'Brien's job.
When they switched over from Johnny to Jay, that was the new theme song of The Tonight Show. Now, I don't know if that still is, because I don't watch it, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that Jay Leno stole Conan O'Brien's job? What I really meant is Jay Leno stole David Letterman's job originally, and then later turned around and fucked Conan O'Brien up the ass without any lube. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well,
please move on.
I like Jay Leno, all right. And,
well, I'm sorry. I'm hanging up right
63.
Now. 63. Not be goodbye.
So, our happy birthday, Jay. I will say happy birthday to you. So, here is our next one.
How many times have I told you I'm watching Deep Space Nine, so I know the theme of Deep Space Nine?
This is not Deep Space Nine.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Voyager. I've been rewatching it. I'm not talking to you anymore because you like Jay.
Okay, so who is this?
There was an ensemble cast. It could have been anyone. on.
Okay.
What was their rank? What was their rank?
What was their rank?
What was their character's rank on the show?
Well, if I tell you that,
well, then it was the captain. So it was Jane. It was Kate Mulgrew.
Yeah, I was gonna say if I tell you it was Kate Mulgrew, it was.
What I should have asked was what color uniform did they wear?
Listen to me very carefully because I'm only going to say this once. Coffee, black.
Yes, ma'am.
That was her yelling at Felix.
Coffee, black.
Anyway, she wanted some coffee black. Yes, so she likes her coffee
she
black.
She also likes her science officers black.
Yeah. So she is 58.
58. She's catching up to Morgan Freeman there.
So Kate Mulgrew.
Kate Mulgrew.
Yes.
Captain Catherine Janeway.
And here is our last one.
Our last one. You keep playing the same things. This is the theme of Seinfeld.
Yeah, but there's only one song I can play for this person, so...
So it must be Jerry Seinfeld.
It is.
Would you believe it's his birthday?
What is it about
birthdays?
Jerry Seinfeld's birthday?
What's the deal with birthdays? They happen every year. He's like, you can't stop them.
He's 59 years old.
59 years old. Do we have any Pride 48 birthdays?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. Let me just check the Pride 48 vault over here. And we do have... Wanda Wisdom. And today, the day that this is being released, Mr. Boo.
Mr. Boo. I don't know who that is. Who's
I don't
Boo?
Either. But happy birthday, Mr.
Excellent.
Boo.
Happy. Oh, is that Brenda Boo's husband, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that would make sense that he would be Mr. Boo.
Isn't his name Eric?
I guess they had it put down as Mr. Boo.
Roger.
So, happy birthday, Mr. Boo.
And Wanda Wisdom.
And maybe Brenda Boo could call in and curse at us for not knowing that. I don't know.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I said it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
Excellent.
So, how are you, Daniel?
I am wonderful,
well, you know,
Adam.
Since last time we recorded, we should have had tons of contact that came
thousands of voicemails. People have been voting on my poll as to whether I should buy a guitar or a keyboard.
People vote on your poll?
Yeah, they do. It's a voting poll and things like that. But you know what? I've held off interrupting us. Let's just clear out this celebrity death nonsense here right now and move that along.
All of you call
hey,
in at once.
Larry Austin is Heath Ledge calling the celebrity deadline. Apparently, Dark Shadows actor who played the part of Barnabas Collins,
yes.
The actor's name, Jonathan Frid,
yes.
Died at the age of 87.
Yes.
Apparently, he saw the travesty that is appearing on screens via Tim Burton.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
I wouldn't call it
Bye.
A travesty. Dark Shadows was kind of campy in and of itself. But yes, Larry Cusage, you are correct. The original actor from Dark Shadows did indeed die. And let's see. I believe that gives us the thing. We should put in a rule here that you can only win like so many times. You feel like you're blocking other people from getting into the contest here. Let's see. Who was it that came in right after you here? Let's see.
Hey guys, calling the death phone again. It's LaVon Helm. He's passed away. He was a member of the band. If you remember the old movie Easy Rider, the band did a whole lot of the music from that.
Wait. No, he's just ill.
Famous, I guess, for The Wait and up on Crippled Creek. He was, by the way. Bye.
You know,
this
Moose
is the one that's Moose is an RT Cruiser called in and then decided that he wasn't dead.
Moose is a fount of knowledge.
He is.
Because, knowledge. Whatever. He always gives us like this Wikipedia-esque background on these people.
Well, that's because we need to know who the fuck they are.
So I think this one was actually accurate. So RT Cruza's call cannot be counted.
Why?
Well, it can't be counted as, but we already said
because
that wasn't a
back?
Famous person, right?
Because, but we need an official ruling on this. So is it the RT Cruza's doesn't count because he then called back and took it back?
Well,
because he called in first and said he died and then hung up.
But
so that to me counts as a call. And then he calls back and says, no, 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 he's not dead.
He's dying.
He's just sick.
No, see, but when he called, the guy was not dead. I could call tomorrow and say Betty White has died.
That's true.
And then 6 months from now, when she actually does die, I could go, I called in first.
All the way back on April 20th.
And said
April,
she died.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, but we already ruled that that was not a famous person.
That's true. We don't know who the fuck he was.
So.
You know what, Moose? You get a, for being the first person to accurately report that Jesse Helms died, or whoever the fuck his name is.
Leroy something.
Leroy Jenkins or something.
Dennis. Something.
That's what his name was.
Fricklewitz.
He's like when like he was in a movie, he was a singer. And
when you have to list that many things for someone to hope that we'll,
you know. That guy, he was in that movie. He was the third guy to the left when you were looking at the opening credits, but
he
didn't have a speaking part, but he was the guy that was right. His name was Leroy.
He was the third drunk guy to the right.
Right.
He was the one that had the pool cube, broke over his head.
Moving along.
You didn't do the bup, bup, but
Adam, it's Peter G. And Levon Helm has died, musician from the band and other stuff.
Yes, I know.
They're just dropping like flies these days, the whole music industry. But anyway, Levon Helm, that is the latest to make the celebrity death phone. This is that Peter G. reporting.
That.
Of Levon Helm.
Peter G.
Bye.
Reporting the death on Levon Helm, which was foreshadowed by RT Cruza, and right. then accurately
maybe,
reported by... No,
maybe.
I did not give Moose a dun-dun-dun. I didn't give him a poopy noise. I gave him a winning noise. I just didn't put money in.
Oh, okay.
But he did accurately report it. But anyway, Peter G.
Well, can I say that, maybe, and I think I might have already said this, but maybe RT Cruza had a premonition because he's from...
That's what it was. He's psychic.
He's from
Everyone
Australia.
In Australia is psychic, is what I understand. Is that not correct?
Something
They're
like that.
They're all psychics over there. I think it's something has to do with them being former criminals.
Right. So let's... Who's calling next?
Because I closed Trello. Let me, I'm moving this Peter G down over to that list. And, I wonder who it is that's calling next. I see the humor in it now.
Yeah, hi, it's RT Cruza.
RT Cruza.
You can retract my retraction. Levon Helm is dead.
Aww.
Okay, bye.
Excellent.
Too late.
Definitely. I think.
Late.
In fact, I think he should get two of them. that's for taking it back the first time, and that's for calling in late on the second time. You had the premonition, dude. You should have at least had the premonition as when other people would call.
Right.
Very important, ladies and gentlemen. When you have a psychic vision, look at a clock.
And so we have one more, I believe.
One more, yes, one more, our last death call.
Yeah, hi, it's Robert. Okay, RT Cruza. Yet again, Greg Ham, band member from Men at Work,
who can
has apparently died under suspicious circumstances, police and everything. anyway, yeah, it's Men at Work with the song Land Down Under, which is a dreadful, dreadful song. He was the one playing the flute, dragging the dead koala around.
Yes.
So, no great loss there.
You're sitting in
so
a tree.
Been a busy week for deaths, really. Just wish bloody Robin Gibb would, shit or get off the potty, honestly. Okay.
I know.
Bye.
So he was making reference to our dangling BG, of course, the Robert Gibb, who might very well have died by the time people are listening to this. But, you know what? I find it interesting, A, that the only people who called and reported the Bee Gees, not the Bee Gees, the only people who called and reported Minute Work dying were both Australians. It's like both of our Australian listeners right on the ball there about calling in thing. And they both mentioned just the worst songs from
right.
You know, there's only one. So there's one really good. Go ahead.
Out of the past two shows, has RT Cruiser actually won? Because he called the most out of anyone.
I know.
Did he actually get any?
I don't know if he did or not.
Well, you wrote him down.
But I'm trying to read my chicken scratch here. I don't know. I'll figure it out at some point in time.
All right.
I'll go back through his story. No, I was going to play for you my favorite. This would be my favorite Minute Work song. Here's a little, and this is actually, this is the solo version of this song done by Colin.
When you said that, I wanted you to say, here's a little number I wrote.
I can get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep and possibly the complications.
Now, this is the solo version done by Colin Hay, who actually performed this in the episode of Scrubs as a kind of a recurring walk-on character in it. But anyway...
Is Scrubs still on? Did they move it to a third station or something?
No. This is a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so there you go. Thank you for calling in about the Minute Work. You will at least be happy to know that it was a fellow Australian, a fellow Oz of a countrymate of.
And at least he really did die.
Yeah, it was not retracted. All right, we got one phone call that has nothing to do with death. Let's listen to that one now, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, three things.
Oh, I
that I would like to discuss with you the...
I thought he was going to go, okay, 3, 2, 1, contact.
Right.
Dubious Intent podcast.
Uh-huh, yes.
Uh-huh. One,
wait, do Daniel. Wait, do we need to write this down? Oh, me. Yes.
How the fuck do you know all of those theme songs that Adam plays for the birthday segment? How do you know all of that goddamn... crappy shit ass music.
How dare you?
That you can say right off the top of your head, oh, that's the theme song from Deep Penetration 4, The New Generation. I don't get it.
That is deep space.
Number two.
Wait. Now, before he gets to number two, I just a little experiment here, because I think you and I are kind of the same on this. We watched a lot of television.
Yes.
And especially like Nick at Night and stuff like that, where we watch. I'm just going to. I have now typed in the phrase TV theme songs here on the Amazon MP3 thing, and I'm just going to scroll down the list here. I'm going to pick a show, and I'm going to.
Ooh, this will be a fun game.
And you just tell me what the song.
Okay.
You'll probably will get it just as easily as I did. So, let's see. Here's one.
Oh, shoot. I didn't watch that one. Is that... You might... Oh, see, I'm getting... I don't know. Mork and Mindy?
No, that's the Mary
Tyler Moore. I was going to say Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, let's see. Here's another one. And try this one.
Oh, Lucy. I Love Lucy.
Yes, I Love Lucy. How about this one?
Oh, I Dream of Jeannie. That's easy.
Well, immediately. How about this one? That's a piano version of this.
See, oh, it's a Western. Is it a Western?
No, but it was. It's from a state you used to live in.
Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas. Oh, there you go.
Oh, I never watched Dallas.
Oh, one of my favorites, this one.
Oh, that was Greatest American Hero.
Yes, Greatest American Hero. Excellent. See, you're doing wonderful. I'm just saying, Vera, I think you are in the minority when you don't...
I love TV theme songs. That's like I do. I could literally have them playing on my car stereo as I'm driving down the road. I love them.
How about this one?
Love and Married with Children. But, I mean, we played that one last week or week before, whenever.
How about this one? Here's an old one.
That one I do not know.
There's a new movie coming out.
The Three Stooges?
Yes, that's Three Stooges.
Yeah, I don't like the Three Stooges, so I never would have.
Excellent. Just one more. One more. And then I will move on to his phone call. Just because I really want to play this song. All right. So what is it? What is this what is this theme song to? You ready?
I'm ready.
He's got more than just man skill. He's got a beaver tail and a bill.
Oh. I don't watch this. Is this Phineas and Ferb?
Agent P.
Yeah, that's the theme for Perry the Platypus.
Oh, is Perry the Platypus its own cartoon? I thought Perry the Platypus was...
No, it's a cartoon within
okay.
a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the Perry the Platypus. So getting back to... Oh, shit. I closed the window with her phone call. Hold on. We have to go through that first
okay,
part.
Okay.
Let's see.
Do you know all of those theme songs
we've covered this.
That Adam plays for the birthday segment?
Right.
How do you know all of that goddamn crappy shit-ass music that you can say right off the top of your head?
Here's a joke again.
Oh,
here's a joke.
That's the theme song from
Deep Penetration 4,
the new generation.
Hello.
I don't get it. Number two. Adam.
Adam, this is for you.
How many fucking times can you say the word like in one sentence? I would like to play for you example that I took from your last show. Now, mind you,
yes,
I'm saying this and doing this
with love.
With love.
So, and he was so friendly and nice, and like he had an Android phone, but he was like, you know, saying all kinds of cool stuff. Of course, they have to, because. And I'm like, aren't you guys getting like paid to sell these or something? Or I mean, like getting. I'm like, isn't Microsoft like? And he's like, yeah, they are.
So stop saying
wow,
like
you know,
please.
Aww.
You know, I make a big concerted effort to try not to say even though I know I fail, but I have been trying for years that I've been podcasting to eliminate that from my vocabulary. I didn't realize, however, that I say like. So that'll be something else for me to obsess over, Antivera. Thank you. Oh, Daniel, I have one for you. Listen to this one.
Yes. Okay. That's Mr. Ed.
That's right.
This is a horse, of course.
Okay. Do you know the words?
And there's horses are horse, of course, unless no one can speak to a horse, of course, unless, of course, the horse, of course, is a famous Mr. Ed.
That's close enough. Very good.
Okay. My dad is a member of Toastmasters, and what they do in Toastmasters, which is a little organization that, you know, they get together and they practice giving speeches to each other and whatnot. They have a person in the room that will count the number of times that you use a verbal crutch like that. So if you say like or or some type, like I say you know a lot.
You said like right there, actually.
Right, but I don't use like. Like is not my verbal crutch. My verbal crutch, I think, is you know, or you know what I mean, or things like that.
Or you just go,
Right. Anyway, but there's a person there that will literally ring the bell while you're giving your speech. So they like, every time you do that, you'll ring the bell. So it brings it back into your consciousness of like, this is something. And a lot of what it is, you know, we're talking off the top of our head, right? We're not reading a script. We're not, you know, say, I just said it.
Then why at the end do you say this show was written and performed?
Well, because we did perform it.
Did we write it?
Well,
I don't have a script. That's true.
Heads,
I don't have a
right.
script.
It doesn't matter because it sounds better.
Number three. Very sad news. The creator of Soul Train, Don Cornelius, is dead.
On the Soul Train. You know, I don't think anyone called in about that. Excellent. I don't think we ever got any calls.
Wasn't that like 2 months ago?
Yes. Well, you know, he has a he has an SD television.
So. Right. Maybe he was watching that on his. You know, I want to say thank you so much, Auntie Vera, for making fun of me and actually producing.
I know
that whole segment of your voicemail. I mean, adding sound effects and everything. I feel so special. I mean, that had to have taken a little bit of time.
Yeah,
to sync,
you've done that back when we did separate shows. You did that for me one time.
To sync up the. The boing sound with every time I said like, that must have taken some work.
Yeah, and I did that for you once, right? I took the Adam and Maddie clips and made that little music-y show on my little keyboard.
You did. That's true.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, can we get an outro to our contact section? No. This is... I Dream of Jeannie.
No.
Oh, this is My Three Sons. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Okay.
Can we get an intro? 3, 2, 1. Contact. That's the theme to 3, 2, 1 Contact.
Yes.
It's on PBS.
We can. Oh.
Oh, excellent. Well, Adam, we have done it yet again. We have bored the audience to tears within an hour and 20 minutes. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Daniel.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
Dick Clark.
Is dead.
Is dead.
Now, was that Dick Clark that was the... Was that the modern Dick Clark that was the host of the $100,000 pyramid, or the old one that was the host of the $10,000 pyramid? Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2DI+. A series of numbers that are not up in front of me at the moment, but you could probably derive them by spelling it out on your phone. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or go to our website, dubiousintent.com, and, hang out with us there.
229-234-7587.
Correct. And remember, if we didn't play your death call, we apologize. We did have quite a few of them, even spreading them out over two shows.
AdamH2T on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow Adam. Adam H2T on Twitter. Oh, did you get the angry thing from Tom in Chicago who says, you know what, Adam, if you don't follow people back, they'll never follow you. He followed you and you never followed him back.
Oh, sorry.
If you want people to follow you, always follow them back.
Sorry, Tom.
Always. Now say goodnight.
Goodnight, Tom.
Adam. Or Tom. And Terry. Tom and Terry.
Terry and Tom.